I'd been at Shan Psychiatric. I stayed there for almost a month, and comparatively to Meridian inpatient care, it was like night and day. I had checked myself in under a voluntary Baker Act. The facility was, as Joy said, very terrible. My little sweet roommate, who's my friend to this day, 2 years later, talked to her all the time. She comes over. She found a shiv under her mattress at the facility. The beds in the rooms had not been checked. And there was a handmade weapon under a suicidal girl's bed. Also, at the Lake City Meridian inpatient care, I'm vegan, and they continue to serve me meat food, which I know isn't as relevant as some of the things that people have been through, but I was starving. And a very kind TA that worked there, and a younger black man, gave me a huge hand of granola bars and told me to take them to my room and eat them in there. And I was really thankful, because that was the only thing that I had to eat during the 3 days that I was there. And I didn't want to be there at all. I tried to escape stealthily 3 times in the 3 days that I stayed at Meridian, as opposed to the 27 days I was at Shan Psychiatric. I never felt like I wanted to leave. I felt safe, like I was in a safe place, and I was getting good care instead of terrible, terrible, not very good care at all, just kind of being churned through an underprivileged sort of thing. And the co-ed thing is scary as well. One of the nurses told me that they have personally witnessed rapes that have happened in the ward. I also had outpatient care at the Gainesville Meridian. I'll keep it quick because I know there are other speakers. But I had 4 to 5 televised psychiatrists. I had to telecommunicate with them during outpatient care after my psychiatric stay at Shands. And they all 4 couldn't agree on the diagnosis. And I was treated badly by some TAs, I guess you might call them. Me and Shelley were both bullied and treated really badly, and 2 TAs, women, were having a lot of hate speech, a lot of racist hate speech, while me and her sat at the table coloring with them, and we couldn't leave because they worked there. And we sat and colored our butterflies, and they said, like, hate words and derogatory racial comments about us, and weren't very kind at all, and really embarrassed the other 2 people of their group, their ethnic group that were there, looked so ashamed and sorry that these 2 women were being so mean to us. My outpatient care, the people were quite excellent, that treated me as people. But I had mentioned it was the outpatient care where I had been switched up with the telepsychiatry and wasn't getting the help that I needed because I was getting telepsychiatry from people that wouldn't communicate with each other through Meridian. The people that worked in the buildings were so sweet and kind to me and would give me coffee and hugs and such. So people like Josie that really were really kind, and they were unhappy about the way it was being handled from the top levels and the people in power positions. That's my story. Thank you guys for listening.